You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
And Heidi Watney from MLB Network,
highlight of the week,
is joining us right now, a USD Torero as well. We were just talking about that. It's great to meet you in person.
Yes.
Big fans.
It's so great to be here. When they said the winter meetings, I haven't covered the winter meetings in a couple of years. I'm usually off in December, you know, taking vacation, getting some family time in. When they said it was going to be in San Diego, I volunteered to come.
No doubt.
I mean, love it here. Any chance to come back. I come back every year as it is and hang out, play some beach volleyball, ride some bikes around. It's great.
As Matt Viscursion tells us, it's not that Sea Caucus isn't nice. It just isn't nice.
It's just not great.
Nothing is San Diego.
Nothing.
No.
It's we are joined by Heidi Watney right now. So what have you been you've obviously been covering the winter meetings, but are you getting do you feel like you've kind of hit your peak? You've shaken enough hands. You've kissed enough babies since you've been out here. What more is there for us to do out here?
Well, Anthony Rendon still needs to sign. There's rumors David Price is going to get traded. Yeah, I mean, there's still obviously a lot of moves in baseball to make. And I think that teams have really been active in meeting with each other, with managers. And I know they do every year, but it just seems like there's more of a hunger to get stuff done early, get some stuff done by Christmas, which a lot of fan bases are happy right now. I mean, the Braves have made a ton of moves. Obviously, the Yankees got their guy. Spending a lot of money on him.
A lot of dough.
I do think the last couple of years when, signings, Eric Hosmer stretched into spring training, the Padres, Machado, and then you get Dallas Keuchel and Craig Kimbrell don't even sign until June. Mm-hmm. You just talk with some of the people, the execs here. No one really liked that. No one likes the offseason dragging on forever. I think it's spurring some more action here. Like, let's not go down this road another time after the last couple of offseasons.
It's not fun for fans who want to get behind their team and are just wondering what's going on and why nobody's signing. It's not fun for teams from a business side. You know, the Yankees, now they have Cole. They can put them on their programs. They can sell more tickets. Yep. They can get out there. Even Steven Strasburg going back to the Nationals, that shored up a need for them. You know, it shows that they're committed to going for it again. They're not just going to, you know, sit back and get their rings and, you know, take it easy and coast for a year. And so when players sign so late, teams can't build their marketing, I mean, just from a basic standpoint, around their superstars that they're getting. I talked to Bryce Harper, and he said he really did not hear anything until February.
It's amazing.
I was like, no, that
amazing.
That can't be true. Like, come on. Just off the record.
Off the record, tell me. Yeah.
And he's like, no, seriously. We were sitting there. We were waiting. My wife and I were wondering where we're going to play out our life.
Oh, my God. Yeah, because you know that's the one. Yeah.
He wanted to move in. He wanted to get a house. They just had a baby, a little baby girl. And he wanted to kind of get his life in order, and he was waiting for the phone to ring. Bryce Harper,
which is just, it's bananas. And last year was so, it kind of made me nervous, you know. I'm like, man, baseball's not in a good space. This year we definitely feel like baseball is back. Mm-hmm. When you're trying to compete with, hey, it's the NBA deadline and it's 12:01 and magically LeBron James is a Laker. I don't know how this happened. We got it done really quickly. It took about 30 seconds. But baseball, I think, feels the need to sometimes try to keep up. And I think they've done a really good job of it this winter meeting so far.
I think another difference with baseball, and obviously there's a culture in each sport with how things are done, and you've got to jump and act and whatever. But the other thing is baseball is such a long season.
Yeah.
Spring training starts in February. You've got almost 2 months of that. Then you have a six-month season. Then you have a month of the postseason. So while front offices are getting to work on their next roster, you know, at some point you need to kind of just sit back, assess where you've been, and move forward. So a lot of, you know, times in basketball, teams know they're out of it by, you know, halfway through. And basketball isn't as big of a rebuilding process. You know, there's five guys on the court. There's 13 rosters. It's not
one guy can make all the difference.
Where right.
You know, listen, and I know getting Gerrit Cole is massive for the Yankees. And you know, I grew up a Yankee fan, and I think he's great. But he can only win once out of every 5 days. And you know, they're going to win the World Series now. I don't know. It takes a lot more than one player. And I while again, you know, the general consensus is that's a massive overpay. It is. They massively overpaid for him. But he's the best pitcher in the world. you know, right now. And I look at that
but
and I go.
He didn't win the Cy Young.
Right, exactly. No, I get it.
I think he should have.
I think he should have, too.
I probably would have voted for him, but it was close.
It's very close. But it's, you know, listen, Verlander was deserving as well. But it's such more of a team sport, and you need so many pieces. Yeah. If you looked at the Nationals, how many guys on the Nationals got it done for those guys down the stretch? I mean, it was. It felt like a different guy almost every night. It was crazy.
Guys that you weren't expecting.
100%.
Anibal Sanchez.
Yes, who's just going out there eating. Just like.
Right.
The bullpen just rest. Building up their rest because Anibal Sanchez was able to go out there and, like, you know what? Biggest stage in the world? All right, let's go.
Yeah.
And it was just, it's brilliant. It's a brilliant game.
It's fascinating entering the postseason. They're like, oh, yeah, the Nationals, they've got a good offense. They've got a good rotation, but their bullpen, they're not going to be able to advance in the postseason because the postseason is all about bullpens. And they flipped the script. That's how it was maybe with the Dodgers and the Astros, but that's not how it was with the Nationals.
It's the same thing I said about the Red Sox a couple of years ago. And I said, Red Sox fans, you're not going to win the World Series. Your bullpen is trash. For some reason, soon as the playoffs hit, the bullpen became unhittable. Yeah. And they ended up winning the World Series.
And they're throwing Chris Sale in the bullpen.
Yeah, so Chris Sale's in the bullpen. It's just it's such a weird game. It's so perfect, in my opinion.
It is. I tweeted this out right after the Cole news. I said, you know, fear not, Angels fans. For that kind of money that was spent on one pitcher who would be one-fifth of your rotation, one-sixth if they're really going to go to a sixth man. One pitcher is not going to get the Angels to the postseason.
No.
They have more needs on their
roster.
They can spend that money on two pitchers, on getting Rendon and a pitcher. They have so many needs in their lineup right now. It's the same, you know, principle with spending so much money on Mike Trout, and then you have a dearth in the rest of your lineup. Not the entire rest of your
what
lineup.
A
but
great
they,
word.
They made a
dearth.
Lot.
Dearth. Dearth is such a great word.
That's a USD word.
That is a USD word. God. You had to sneak one in.
I did. No, they brought in this whole new coaching staff, and they've really revitalized their franchise. I hope for good things for the Angels in the next couple of years, but they have more needs than just one pitcher.
There's no doubt.
Talking to Heidi Watney here. Heidi, by the way, is going to be part of MLB Network's ongoing coverage live from San Diego today, and you can watch her host MLB Network's Quick Pitch throughout the season. And Heidi, I wanted to ask you about MLB Network.
Mm-hmm.
There was a time when people thought sports talk radio would never work. What's there to talk about? Sports, 24 hours a day, no chance. But there's so much to talk about, and baseball in particular lends itself to 24-hour coverage, even in the off season, even in the middle of January when not much is going on. It's always pretty easy to talk baseball. How's life at MLB Network for you?
I will say some of the days in the middle of January we are wondering what's going on. No, there is. Because baseball is such a team sport and is such a grind for the season, there's always a need to talk about, you know, where you're at, where your farm system's at. It's a never-ending job for front offices and GMs these days because you have to work on the farm system. You have to build it up. You've got to be in the here and now. And we know some teams are rebuilding. That's an even more difficult process in this day and age. So there's no rest. There's no rest in baseball. And so we can always talk about whether we're talking about the games and the X's and O's and what's going on the field or what's going on off the field to build your team up and make them good for the next 5 years.
Is that the challenge, though? Because, like, if baseball is slow, we can talk about college football if we want. We can get into the NFL or the NBA. You can't do that on MLB Network. It's like, oh, how did the Lakers do last night? That doesn't really work.
it's one
coming
sport
up with
all
those,
the time.
Those topics.
Well, these
every day.
MLB Network, NFL Network, you know, and NHL Network. They're all for the avid fan.
Yes.
So if you're a casual baseball fan, you're not necessarily tuning into MLB Network, but I actually encourage you to because, one, I think we have great programming.
It's so fun, yeah.
A great group of people. That's the best part about working at MLB Network. I love baseball, obviously, but we have a great group of people. We have fun together. Sometimes Amzinger gets a little crazy
of
with
course.
Some of his like pom-pom segments.
He liked the beard.
The beard was awful.
It's terrible, isn't it?
He looked like the creepy guy from Something About Mary. I told him single time. I saw him. Thankfully, he shaved it. It was terrible. But we have such a great. We're like a family. It really is. I know everybody says that, but from baseball teams spending so much time together to the baseball network spending so much time together, we have a great time. Put out great programming. We have a great group of resources. Our editors are fantastic.
Yeah.
If you watch our highlight packages,
it's phenomenal.
It's amazing. Our research department makes us smart. They feed Amzinger all the lines he needs. They feed me all the lines I need. Matt Vasgersian needs no help. He's just amazing.
Our research department just posts really bad pictures of me online. Like,
okay.
It's his job. So that's pretty much
I write a page of notes every day. Woods.
That is true.
You don't read them, but
no, I never really look at them.
They're
never,
there.
Never once have I glanced at his notes that he wrote.
And I was the one that came up with the idea to do it.
Okay. All right.
So there you go.
I don't even know why we bother saying why do I even email them to you? You never look at them.
Yeah, you can take me off. It's fine. It's totally fine. No, that's what we did.
That's Harold. I don't think he glances at the notes.
No.
But he's
Harold, yeah, for sure.
He's got enough experience and depth of knowledge, and his Rolodex is deeper than anyone in baseball.
So
I think
big.
He has every single person in baseball's phone number in his phone.
It wouldn't surprise me.
Yeah.
Wouldn't surprise me.
He's amazing.
Pretty locked in.
Yeah.
He was the one speculating about Giancarlo Stanton to the Padres the other day. Now,
which would be bananas.
Now other people are talking about that, too.
Yeah, it would be bananas.
That Mad Dog was trying to sell us on that earlier when he sat down.
We need some help.
That guy's a ball energy, isn't he?
I'll come back to the Padres and join my good friend Don Orsillo.
Oh, my God.
How great is he? I worked with him in Boston. He's the best.
We
could never give him up, and I don't think he'd leave now. I really don't. He's really, really found his groove here.
I said that to him when he got the job here. I worked in Boston with him for 4 years. He got the job here. I said, you are going to love
it. You're
going
to die. You're going
to
love
it. Because he would eat up spring training every year. He'd go down to Fort Myers, and he'd get there 2 weeks early, and he'd be like all tan and
fishing
burned
and
fishing and cooking and enjoying himself. And I said, you like spring training? You're going to love San Diego. And he's like, you were right. This is heaven. It's amazing.
He loves being the thin one, too. That's why Woodsy likes hosting with me now.
Yeah, I get to
he
be
finally
the thin
gets
one.
To be the thin one. Yeah.
Finally. Fantastic. I've been the chubby guy for like a decade in this town. God. Well, it's San Diego. I've been here a decade. I moved here. I'm like, wow, everybody exercises a lot.
Everyone's
a
big.
Lot here. And it sucks.
Oh, USD is, I mean, it's insane.
It is insane.
You know, I go cover sports.
Yeah.
Everyone is running everywhere on campus. If they're not bicycling, it's just everywhere they're working
out.
There's
a lot of fit, beautiful people
there
on
are.
That campus.
I'm intimidated, actually, when I go to USD. And you can see why with Heidi Watney here.
Yes, you can.
Amazing
Fellow
stuff.
Alum.
Heidi, appreciate it so much. Again, we'll keep an eye out for you on MLB Network. And have a good season.
Thanks so much.
Thank you.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.